Wolfner News, Spring 2024, John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State.
Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library celebrates 100 years of library service for the blind. Library services for the blind have a long, rich history in Missouri. In 1924, Dr. Arthur Boswick formed a department for the blind within the St. Louis Public Library System. This was done at the request of the St. Louis Society for the Blind. It wasn't until 1931 that the Pratt-Smoot Act was passed by Congress to establish free library service for blind adult readers, and the St. Louis Public Library was selected as one of the first 18 libraries nationwide to serve blind adults. 2 years later, the National Library Service for the Blind's Talking Book Program was initiated to serve readers who could not read Braille, and a uniform system of Braille was created. In 1936, Dr. Meyer Wiener, an eye specialist and former director for the Prevention of Blindness on the Missouri Commission for the Blind, led a group of St. Louis citizens to raise funds to create a separate library building dedicated to serving the blind. The Henry L. Wolfner Memorial Association, named after Dr. Wiener's late colleague and fellow eye specialist, chose a site at 3842 through 3844 Olive Street to serve as the first building to house this new Wolfner Library. At this point in history, Wolfner had the second largest accessible collection in the nation and largest children's collection for the blind in the nation. Only the Library of Congress had a larger accessible collection. In 1963, the state of Missouri began to pay the St. Louis Public Library for the statewide use of Wolfner Library services. And in 1968, Wolfner Library became the Talking Book Machine Agency for Missouri. The 1970s were a time of tremendous change for Wolfner Library. It moved locations in St. Louis multiple times before relocating to Jefferson City. In 1977, the Missouri State Library took over the administration of Wolfner Library, and in 1985, Wolfner moved to Jefferson City. It wasn't until 1991 that Wolfner moved to our current location at the James C. Kirkpatrick Information Center. For a complete history of Wolfner, you can request MDB 00006. We look forward to the next 100 years of service for Missourians. Robin.
Wolfner offering new adult craft program. Have you signed up for the Adult Mail and Make program? Participants receive quarterly kits in the mail free of charge. Each kit includes a simple craft, supplies, instructions, and a link to an instructional video. These kits are assembled in-house by Wolfner staff and are tested to make sure the crafts are fun. Recipients must be Wolfner patrons. This program is funded by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. Registration is available by phone or online. Phone toll-free, 800-392-2614. Register online, bit.ly/AMM-REGISTER. For further questions, please contact Wolfner Library Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or email jami.livingston@sos.mo.gov. Adult Winter Reading Program. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library had 27 active readers join in for the adult winter reading program. Over 456 books have been read by these busy bookworms. Two Amazon Echoes were awarded to our winners in the program. To be eligible for the drawing, they had to read at least 5 books and log them on Beanstack, our online reading challenge platform. All patrons who completed the reading program received cozy, fuzzy socks just for participating. The bingo card theme is a fun way to read different genres and maybe find a new author. Congratulations to all our patrons that completed this year's program. Our summer reading program is just around the corner. Be sure to sign up if you like to read and receive prizes. Cartridge returns. Did you know? The best way to ensure you do not run out of books is to return your cartridges as soon as you have read them. Bard Mobile App. The United States Post Office works hard delivering audiobooks to you, our patrons. But we do know that there are times you want a book a little bit faster. If you are a member of Wolfner Library who has access to a smart device, iPhone, Android, iPad, Fire tablet, you are eligible to use Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, which is offered by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled Library of Congress. Registered patrons can use the BARD mobile app to download books to their favorite smart device. BARD gives users access to all of our talking books and digital Braille files at the touch of a button. To register or for more information, contact your reader advisor at 800-392-2614. Youth Summer Reading Program. This summer, the adventure begins at your library. Join us as we explore the world around us and the worlds of our imagination. This summer's plans include presentations on nocturnal animals and fantastic tales, a trivia hunt to follow Wolfie on a trip around the world, a nature-themed sensory scavenger hunt, crafts, and virtual story times. The National Library Service will be hosting a virtual escape room, author visits, and game rooms. The dates for all events will be posted on Wolfner Library's website at www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER. To access information on the Youth Summer Reading Program, select Programs and Events, then navigate down to the Programs for Youth heading. The Summer Reading Program will run from June 1, 2024 to July 31, 2024, and registration will be on Beanstack beginning May 1st. There will be prizes for every patron who logs 5 or more books and your name added to the grand prize drawing for a nice set of headphones. Additional prizes will be awarded for participation in program activities. If you need assistance with registration or logging your child's reading, please contact Lisa Kincaid, the Youth Services Specialist, by email, lisa.kincaid@sos.mo.gov, or phone at 800-392-2614. Adult Summer Reading Program. The Adult Summer Reading Program theme for this year is Adventure Begins at Your Library. Sign-up will begin mid-May, and we will once again use our online platform, Beanstack, to track reading progress. Participants will need to read 5 books between June 1, 2024 and July 31, 2024 to complete the program. Join us for virtual adventures as we explore popular landmarks in Missouri using 3D printer projects activities, and Zoom events. Our prizes and programs are funded by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. Be sure to book some fun this summer and join our reading party. For more information or to sign up, please contact Jamie Livingston, the Adult Services Librarian, by email jami.livingston@sos.mo.gov or phone at 800-392-2614. Missouri Secretary of State Wolfner Library Book Club. 2024 Upcoming Book Club Titles. If you are a Wolfner patron, participate in our weekly book club by dialing in every Thursday at 2 p.m. or by using Zoom from a smart device. Here's a list of books that will be featured for March, April, and May, followed by instructions on how to join in. March 21st, The Radium Girls by Kate Moore, DB089743. Chronicle of the women employed during World War I as watch dial painters, requiring the use and ingestion of radium-laced paint, and their legal fight for compensation, discusses the often gruesome physical deformities and pain the women experienced and their determination to receive justice. Commercial audiobook, 2016. 15 hours, 55 minutes. March 28th. Circe by Madeline Miller. DB090711. Circe grows up in the court of her father, the sun god Helios. Despised by her parents and others, she falls in love with a mortal who shuns her. When she takes revenge, she is banished. Those who wish her and others harm are transformed into pigs. Contains some descriptions of sex, some strong language and violence. Commercial audiobook, 2018. 12 hours, 11 minutes. April 4th, The Ends of the World by Peter Brannan. DB087988. Examination of the 5 known mass extinction events in the geologic record and their ties to Earth's carbon cycle. Discusses the dynamics for each event, which species survived and why, and the ways climate change could contribute to another extinction event. 2017, 14 hours, 59 minutes. April 11th, Lord of the Flies by William Golding. DB048388. With horrifying implications, a group of English boys are wrecked on a desert island and have to establish their own system of government. For senior high and older readers, 7 hours, 18 minutes. April 18th, When the Mississippi Ran Backwards by J. Feldman. DB060365. Chronicles a series of catastrophic earthquakes in the Mississippi River Valley from 1811 to 1812 that devastated the New Madrid frontier settlement and temporarily reversed the Mississippi's flow. Links the seismologic activity to the Indian Wars, a slave murder committed by Thomas Jefferson's nephews, and the War of 1812. 2005. 10 hours, 47 minutes. April 25th. 96 Miles by J. L. Esplin. DB099009. After a massive blackout hits rural Nevada, two brothers become desperate and decide to cross a deadly desert in search of help. Commercial audiobook for grades 6 to 9, 2020. 8 hours, 2 minutes. May 2nd. Call the Midwife by Jennifer Wirth. DB076915. autobiography of a woman who trained as a nurse/midwife and served in London's impoverished East End during the 1950s, describes her sheltered background, life in an Anglican convent, and long hours among poverty-stricken patients. Basis for the PBS series, 2002, 12 hours, 28 minutes. May 9th, The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. DB 056794. First published in the late 19th century, a beautiful youth has his portrait painted by an artist with a flair for the morbid. The portrait becomes the mirror of its innocent-appearing subject's inner life. Introduction by Edmund White. 1999. 8 hours, 42 minutes. May 16th. Eleanor of Aquitaine by Alison Weir. DB 051724. Biography of Eleanor of Aquitaine, 1122-1204, a feudal heiress who was wed first to King Louis VII of France and later to Henry II, the Plantagenet ruler of England. Describes her marriages and children, her adventures during a crusade, the rebellion she led with two of her sons, imprisonment, and her lifelong political involvement. 1999, 20 hours, 44 minutes. May 23rd, The Cat Who Could Read Backwards by Lillian Jackson Braun. DB 034788. Jim Quilleran arrives early for his appointment with the managing editor of the Daily Fluxion. His recent employment history is not good, and he really needs this job. But they want him to be an art writer. As Jim begins his assignment, he and his sidekick, Coco, find themselves hot on the trail of a murder at the art gallery. 5 hours, 23 minutes. May 30th. Seal of Protection, Collection 1, by Susan Stoker. DB 101211. Three novels and a novella of romantic suspense written between 2014 and 2015, featuring a team of Navy SEALs. In Protecting Caroline, a shy chemist and a Navy SEAL meet when terrorists hijack their plane. Also includes Protecting Alabama, Protecting Fiona, and Marrying Caroline. Violence, strong language, and explicit descriptions of sex. 2015, 22 hours, 43 minutes. On the day of the book club, join by following the steps below. Join by Zoom on any smart device. https://zoom.us/j/9647-150-4467. Join by phone by dialing 312-626-6799. Enter the meeting ID when prompted, 964-7150-4467. For OneTap Mobile, +1 312-662-6699, 9647-1504-467-US. Participants may also call Wolfner via phone to be linked into the meeting. Call a reader advisor. Getting too many books, not enough books, or not liking the books and authors you receive? Call a reader advisor. An advisor can adjust your account preferences and help with book selections to get you materials that you will enjoy. Wolfner patrons have access to reader advisors from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Call 800-392-2614 or email wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Board download limits. Beginning February 6, 2024, NLS patrons will be allowed to download no more than 250 books and magazines from Bard in any rolling 30-day period. This includes both audio and braille titles. It does not matter which platform or combination of platforms are used to download the books and magazines. The authorization limit is calculated by adding up the number of unique titles downloaded. This means you can download the same title on additional devices in the same 30-day period without that download counting against the authorization limit. Wolfner patrons have access to NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline offers access to over 500 publications, including newspapers, magazines, breaking news sources, online international newspapers, TV listings, job listings, retail ads, and more. You can access NFB Newsline through various methods, such as the touchtone telephone, Apple iOS app, website, or Amazon Alexa, and customize your preferences and settings. Newsline can enhance your access to information, entertainment, and independence. Call a reader advisor to register for this free service. Wolfner Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. More information coming soon. Wolfner Library offers patrons the ZoomMax electronic braille reader. Over 180 Wolfner patrons have received their ZoomMax braille e-reader. In addition to its ability to connect to Bard and NFB Newsline, the device is compatible with several screen readers and works with any Windows, Mac, or iOS device. It can read books, magazines, and files in many formats. You can download Braille books from Bard, or you can have your books loaded to a cartridge to connect to the display. No internet necessary. Call a reader advisor to get yours today at 800-392-2614. Help Wolfner get the word out. If you know someone who could benefit from our services, have them call a reader advisor to see if they are eligible and get the application process started. We are also happy to discuss our services to church groups, social groups, schools, libraries, assisted living and nursing homes, and other organizations. Wolfner Library is here to serve all of Missouri, and awareness is our biggest challenge. Please call 800-392-2614 or email wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Kind thoughts from patrons. I enjoy these books so much. Your program is a lifesaver from boredom for me. Thank you so much. Ava, Missouri. I want to thank your organization for your great assistance, and your office is so easy and accommodating to work with. It is so nice to see our Missouri tax dollars go towards such a wonderful resource. Jackson, Missouri. Thank you so very much for your dedication to helping others. We don't know what Mom would have done without your books and easy-to-use player. Leslie, Missouri. I have been so happy with all the books I have received. Thank you for such a wonderful service. Take care. Marshfield, Missouri. Wolfner Library Recording Studios. All books produced by the Wolfner Recording Studios are the result of many hours of service by volunteers who go through a rigorous audition process to record, monitor, and review each title. These Missouri-centric titles are uploaded to Bard for the enjoyment of Wolfner patrons and readers across the country. Additional studio funding is provided by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. Juvenile. In The Bullfrogs Sing, A Life Cycle Begins, by David L. Harrison, narrated by Griffin Laskowski. DBC 29202. Eggs hatch and become tadpoles. The tadpoles nibble plants. They grow legs and start to breathe. Now they are little bullfrogs. They eat flies, fish, and spiders. In the winter, they hibernate, and after 3 years, they are adult bullfrogs. For preschool through grade 2, 9 minutes. Mortimer's Christmas Manger by Karma Wilson. Narrated by Loretta Broker, Griffin Laskowski, and John Wegman. DBC 29198. Finding the perfect place to live beside the Christmas tree, Mortimer the Mouse pushes the people figurines out of the nativity scene and makes himself at home. For preschool through grade 2, 9 minutes. No Swimming for Nelly by Valerie Gorbachev. Narrated by Bella Laskowski. DBC 29201. Nelly loves to wear her swimsuit, but the thought of swimming scares her. That is until Grandma, who just so happens to be a swimming champion, helps Nelly realize she has nothing to fear. For preschool through grade 2, 4 minutes. Rudy and the Snow Goblins by Jeremy Paul Amick. Narrated by Bella Laskowski. DBC 29180. Chandler and Joey embark upon a grand adventure outdoors and meet a magical elf named Rudy. The three quickly become involved in pursuit of the dreaded snow goblins who have robbed food from the citizens of the elf kingdom. For grades 2 through 4, 10 minutes. St. Louis Boo by Carolyn Mueller. Narrated by Griffin Laskowski. DBC 29157. Real-life ghost stories from the streets of St. Louis come to life on the pages of St. Louis Boo. These ghost stories may give you goosebumps, but don't worry, just stick with The Spirit of St. Louis and you won't be too scared. For grades K through 3, 6 minutes. Adult. Beyond the Ice Cream Cone. The Whole Scoop on Food at the 1904 World's Fair by Pamela Vaccaro. Narrated by Melanie Melton. DBC 29133. Beyond the Ice Cream Cone tells the authentic story about food at the 1904 World's Fair. It dispels the myths about the ice cream cone, hot dog, and iced tea, and informs the reader about the many ways food impacted the fair and the development of food products and companies at that time. It also tells the story of the famous author, cook, and dietitian Sarah Tyson Rohr, who operated a restaurant at the fair as well as gave cooking demonstrations to visitors at the fair. 6 hours, 25 minutes. Echoes from the Ozarks, Memories of the Missouri Hills by Mark D. Meadows. Narrated by John Wegman. DBC 24446. Mark D. Meadows sees humor everywhere. He was born and raised in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri and has spent most of his life there. He has been a librarian, mail order business owner, and clock repairman. In this book, you will find descriptions of his hilarious encounters with neighbors, customers, relatives, and strangers. There are over 70 anecdotes of horses, dogs, dancing, cooking, and numerous other subjects, all told in a witty and readable style. The reader will not be able to stop with one or two stories, but will yearn to see what ridiculous situation is just around the corner in the next tale. 10 hours, 27 minutes. Kansas City Beer, A History of Brewing in the Heartland, by Pete Doolin. Narrated by Melanie Melton. DBC 29161. Food and beer writer Pete Doolin explores Kansas City's hop-infused history and more than 60 breweries from the frontier era to the 21st century. 4 hours, 58 minutes. A People's History of the Lake of the Ozarks by Dan William Peake and Kent Van Landit. Narrated by Marlene Lee. DBC 29132. In this lively history of the Lake of the Ozarks, true locals Dan William Peake and Kent Van Landit piece together the fascinating story of how the community adapted to the lake that redefined their home. 4 hours, 35 minutes. Play Me Something Quick and Devilish, Old-Time Fiddlers in Missouri by Howard White Marshall. Narrated by Loretta Broker. DBC 29134. In this book, social history, music history, and biography all intermingle to illustrate the rich heritage of fiddle playing in Missouri. 16 hours, 6 minutes. Weird Missouri, your travel guide to Missouri's local legends and best-kept secrets by James Strait. Narrated by Tom Stever. DBC 29122. Travel guide to Missouri's local legends and best-kept secrets. 8 hours, 32 minutes. iBill Talking Banknote Identifier. Wolfner patrons can receive a free iBill Talking Banknote Identifier. This pocket-sized device that can be hooked to a keychain will read the denomination of a bill when it is inserted into the device. Please call a reader advisor to obtain an iBill at 800-392-2614 or visit https://www.bep.gov/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsiblitz/curvecsi phone or Zoom. Monthly, Many Faces of Bard. The Patron Engagement section of NLS offers a monthly program called The Many Faces of Bard on the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Central Time. Each monthly event covers one aspect of Bard, Braille and audio reading download offered by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled Library of Congress. This event is open to all. For more information, please visit https://loc.gov/nls/about/scervices/many-faces-of-bard or call a Wolfner Reader Advisor at 800-392-2614. Quarterly Patron Corner Program. As part of the Patron Engagement Section's PES mission to offer services, resources, and programs to enrich the library experience for patrons, a quarterly Patron Corner virtual event will be hosted so patrons can learn more about various services directly from NLS staff. The quarterly Patron Corner will occur on the second Monday of March, June, and September at 6 p.m. Central Time. Previous program recordings can be accessed at www.loc.gov/nls/NEWS-AND-UPDATES/PATRON-CORNER/. Please call a reader advisor for more information. Upcoming holidays. As a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays: Wednesday, May 8th, Truman Day; Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day; Wednesday, June 19th, Juneteenth. Wolfner Library donations. Donations to Wolfner Library may be made to Wolfner Trust Fund or the Friends of Wolfner Library, Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, P.O. Box 387, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65102, Friends of Wolfner Library, P.O. Box 24834, Kansas City, Missouri, 64131. For information on how to become a friend of Wolfner Library, you can email wellsjerry9@gmail.com or phone 816-678-1257. Wolfner staff. Director, Robin Westfall, State Librarian. Public Services Team, Lori Brown, Director of Public Services. Lisa Kincaid, Youth Services Specialist. Jamie Livingston, Adult Services Librarian. Brandon Kempf, Reader Advisor. Vanessa Lengyel, Reader Advisor. Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor. Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor. Circulation Team, Veronda Winters, Director of Circulation; Stacy Jo Butler, Circulation Tech 4; Jermon Williams, Tech 1; Emma Dicely, Circulation; Justin Stauffer, Circulation. Recording Studio Team, Brandon Lammers, Volunteer and Recording Studio Manager; Chris Cowan, Tech 4; Tim Emmel, Tech 3; Jermon Williams, Tech 1. Wolfner News is available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-8720. Fax number, 573-751-3612. Email address, WOLFNER at sos.mo.gov. Website address: www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/. Wolfner's online catalog. https://WOLFPAC.KLAS.COM/. End of Wolfner News, Spring 2024. Read by Paul Otto in Wolfner Library Studio, monitored by Brandon Lammers, reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you found this newsletter to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.